You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Welcome to episode 249 of the App Minute podcast. I'm Mike Breed for the Stoplight Network, and I'm here to talk to you today about JamUp Pro XT. It's an AmpFX processor by Positive Grid LLC, and it's an app for the iPad that I've been using for several months now. And I have to tell you, as a guitar player, this app rocks. It's not just for the iPad, it's also for the iPhone. So if you have an iPhone, you can use this as well, although the screen being a little bit smaller, it's actually a little tougher to use, but it's usable nonetheless. What are some of the features about JamUp Pro XT that make it so awesome for guitar players? Well, first of all, it could very well replace just about any amp you have digitally. It's got tons and tons of amps and effect pedals you can use. There's a bunch of them come with it, but you can buy all the amps and effect models you need. As I look at the store portion of the application, I can see acoustic amps and tube amps and Black Lux, Tweed Bass, Plexiglass, the OR30, the Match 30, and there are dozens of amps. That's not all. Of course, there are effect models too. Noise filters, flangers, phasers, vibratos, crybabies, wah-wah pedals, you name it, they have it. Dozens and dozens of them. It can all get a little bit confusing. So to kind of help you out, Positive Grid LLC has kind of created these bundle expansion packs that you can buy for $9.99 a piece. They have five of them that you can purchase right off the bat. It's the base expansion pack, the boutique expansion pack, the classic, the effect expansion pack, the metal, and if you want all of them in one big bundle, you can just say, to heck with it, I'll just get the whole JamUp Pro upgrade and get the whole kabang and for $50, which is a great price considering how much all these would be separately for real. A lot of effects that you might want to use are already factory preset and built in. There's a Country Deluxe, a Johnny Clean, a British, a Death Metal, an Awesome Clean, an 800 Lead, and a bunch of others. It comes with 16 factory preset amp effect pedal setups, which is pretty cool. But if that's not enough for you, there are three banks of 16 effects each that you can customize yourself, create your own combinations, which is cool too. Or you can go into the Share tab and log in with your Facebook account, and people have put them together for you. Do you like how AC/DC's guitars sound? Well, there's a preset for that. You can download it for free. Do you like how Eddie Van Halen sounds in Van Halen? Hey, there's an effect for his guitar, too. The list goes on and on and on. There's B.B. King. There's all kinds of cool stuff. So when you get all done with that, you can play to your heart's content, or you can jam to your favorite songs. There's a jam app. If you go on that tab, you can set a metronome for whatever beat per minute you want. You can tap out your own beat. There's a tuner, a built-in tuner. When you hit that, there's a really kind of a cool needle that goes back and forth, as well as a slider that shows you what key you're tuning up in, which actually works pretty good. It's pretty accurate. You can also go in there and you can pick out whatever song you want and play right along to it. Let's say you want to play along with Kid Rock from All Summer Long. You can adjust the volume with this. You can adjust the pitch too, which is kind of neat if you're a guitar player. It was 1989. You can also adjust the speed. Maybe you're a slower player and you want to play slower. Okay, yeah, that's a little slow, I know. Maybe this will do better. Let's play 2x. That's a little too fast, too, isn't it? It's still pretty fast. How about we play it at the speed we're supposed to, right? You can loop these. You can play any track that's in your iTunes library. Play along with it. You sound just like a pro. It's pretty cool. There's also a sampler where you can record your own playing. You put in a loop. You can add instruments. You can save them. You can dub things in. You can set the beat. There's all kinds of settings there. It's wicked, wicked cool. And I have used this app so much. It really did replace Amplitude for me as my app of choice when playing my guitar when connected to my iPad. You know, the app is $19.99 on the App Store. Yeah, that's a little expensive when apps are considered, but you know what? It does so much. And even if you bought the app and the expansion pack, the full bundle for $50, you're $70 into it. That's not that bad for all the stuff that it does. That's not even the price of a really crappy, cheap amp. So it's a really good deal, in my opinion. All you need to do is hook it to a set of speakers. Well, how do you do that? How do you get your guitar hooked to your iPad? Well, Positive Grid has an answer for that as well, fortunately. If you buy the Positive Grid Jam-Up plug, which on Amazon.com is $19.99, it's really cheap. It's got a little 1/8 inch jack that plugs into your iPad's headphone jack, and you can do that on your iPhone too. And in the other end of it, there's a plug for your guitar amp cable. And it's a little white disc. It's not very big. It's unobtrusive, doesn't take up much space, and it's actually pretty affordable. It's a really inexpensive way to get your rig going. So you buy the Jam-Up plug, you buy the app, and then you buy the expansion pack. Now you're $90 in. That's still cheaper than a crappy amp. So I think it's a really good deal. I highly recommend it to all of the App Minute's listeners. And if you are really into the guitar, like I like to be, I gotta admit, I'm not that great of a guitar player, but I try. And I take lessons, and I get better and better with each passing week. For a beginner like me, this is really, really handy. It takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. So again, if you're really into guitars and you really want to incorporate your iPad into it, check out Jam-Up Pro XT by Positive Grid on the iTunes Store today. You won't regret it. So this has been Mike Breed for the Stoplight Network. If you have any feedback for us, go to the App Minute website. It's appminute.com and give us some feedback. So, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Mike Breed is the name. App Minute is the game.
This is App Minute with John Nemo.
Way to go, Mike. All those amps makes me want to get my Rickenbacker 12-string out of the closet, dust it off, and blast it off. The only problem is I think my iPhone and my iPad lost all their battery power with all those amps that they were cranking out. Well, I've got just the solution. The company is called Fat Cat, F-A-T-C-A-T, 9600 power bar. No, you cannot eat it. It's a 9600 milliamp lithium polymer external battery that comes with a bunch of different tips. It's really very versatile. Charges up, you can power your iPad, your iPhone, or any one of a zillion other devices. It has a traditional dock fitting, USB micro, USB mini, and regular USB flat ports that are modular and exchangeable. Has a nice set of LEDs on the side. I wish the LEDs were on all the time, or at least there was an on-off light indicator. That's the only suggestion that I have. This is reasonably expensive. It's over $100. Brand new product. Fat Cat 9600. Strong recommendation. You're going to want to have this with you all the time. When you're playing those guitar amps, or when you're traveling, or when you're at school, work, anywhere you are, because you can power up your iPad for a full additional charge, and your iPhone, iPod Touch, your old pink Razer phone, anything you've got that can be powered up via USB, except not the new Lightning port. It does not have a new Lightning port adapter, so you'll have to get that separately. But aside from the Lightning port, Power Bar 9600 from Fat Cat. you will definitely want to have that with you at all times. Thanks for listening. John Nemo, signing off.
Do dinosaurs live in the zoo? According to one boy, they do. You just have to look hard enough. Join him as he goes looking for a dinosaur in the new book written and illustrated by MyMac.com writer Donnie Yankolo titled Looking for a Dinosaur. Your young kids will love the full-color illustrations from Donnie's imagination. Now available in the iBookstore as an ebook and in print at Lulu.com. Just do a search for Looking for a Dinosaur. Get the ebook for just 99 cents through September 21st.